Hey everyone, and welcome to Variety Radio Online. I'm Rachel, and today I was able to talk with Claudia Sandova about her time on MasterChef and all the new things she has in store, including her book tour. So keep listening, and I hope you enjoy our interview. Did you always know that you wanted to be a chef?
I did not always know I wanted to be a chef. I honestly just really, really love to cook. And when the opportunity presented itself to actually audition for the show, I actually thought that it was, that it was a little far-fetched because I'd watched the show and I knew how great people were on the show. And I've never been trained professionally, even though my dad was a chef and my mom cooked really well. I'd never gone to culinary school or anything like that. So I knew that the competition would be really tough. So no, not necessarily.
And how did you first get into cooking?
I first got into cooking at a very young age, actually. My mom lost her mom when she was 7 years old. And so from a very young age, my first memory of cooking with my mom in the kitchen was four. She pretty much brought me into the kitchen and, started kind of teaching me the basics, like how to make beans and all of those things. Because in her mind and what she would always tell me was, I don't know how long I'm going to be around. So I just need to make sure that like you're kind of set up, so that you at least can feed yourself, if you will.
That's awesome. Cause I come from a big Italian family. So like our family, like just centers around food and cooking. So I grew up cooking young too. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
What's one of your favorite dishes to make?
One of my favorite dishes to make, I think, there's a couple. For me, aguachile, which is like a spicy shrimp ceviche, is one of my favorites. I think it's just a super easy dish. Like, I call it cheating, because it's like packed with so much flavor because of the acidity of the lime juice and you've got like spiciness, but then you've also got, like just some really fresh and vibrant shrimp in there. And you've got like just a cooling effect from like the cucumber, but then like kind of that, really bitterness, if you will, of like the red onion. So I don't know. I personally really like ceviches. Anything that's mariscos or seafood related for me is something that just, it pulls on my heartstrings. It's from where my family comes from. So I love it. And it's a lot of it's super
gorgeous.
Easy to make. So it's just, yeah.
Yeah. So coming back to the show, you got to cook alongside the new contestants. Is it fun being a guest judge or do you kind of miss the competition a little?
I think it's both. I think walking back into that kitchen was I don't know how to explain it. Like, it was just like a mix of emotions, like it was just, it was bittersweet. Like I, my immediate flashback of course moment was kind of like to when I won, to that finale moment and, stepping foot back on that same, stage where I received such a life-changing award was a big deal. But I mean, from the perspective of being a contestant to a judge chef, guest chef, if you will, I mean, being a guest is like so much easier. There's like not as much not as much pressure, obviously, but part of me does miss it. I mean, whenever not on the show where I was a guest judge, but on the show before where I was at the wedding, where I was at Nick's wedding, I was actually like, I kind of kept telling the producers and some of the people, like, can I go help? Like, because like there's just a part of you that feels like, MasterChef is family, And a lot of us actually feel that way and we're very supportive of each other. And so part of me was just like, I didn't want anything to go wrong with Nick's wedding and he's like my brother. And so I wanted to just make sure to help, So I was like, rearing to go, I was like, just let me put on a coat.
Yeah. And that's a great thing to have on a show. Cause sometimes you see other competition shows where people, they aren't that close and they're just all about winning and stuff. So it's nice to see that.
Yeah, I definitely don't like that. I mean, I think we definitely had some people like that on our show. They were just more competitive and more about themselves. And, but I think you have a little bit of everyone. And I think that the group that I had in my season, in my personal opinion, not just because it was my season, but I think it was one of the best casts ever. Like everyone was so different, there was just such vibrant personalities and, And it was wonderful to also meet people from all over the world. And I mean, you know, because some of them had come from all over the world, you know, and people that, you know, live all over the country that have different perspectives, different cultural beliefs, different cooking styles, different techniques. It was just such a learning experience. And I think that for those of us that were able to actually, you know, really embrace each other instead of trying to knock each other down, you know, at the end of the day, what I kept telling everyone was, listen, none of you can be Claudia, just like I can't be any of you, right? We're all mm-hmm. so different, and we're all so talented in our own different ways that at the end of the day, what it's really going to come down to is who was able to almost outbeat themselves, right? Like to outdo themselves. Who was able to elevate food beyond what they originally could. And that's a beautiful thing, you know, because at the end of the day, MasterChef is definitely about a home cook who's able to really, really elevate food in a way that, you know, wouldn't otherwise be thought of from somebody that is a home cook.
Yeah, it's definitely a once-in-a-lifetime experience for sure. So you recently came out with a new book. Can you tell us a little about it?
Yes. Yeah, the new book is a dream come true for starters. It's a very emotional book for me. It's a very personal book for me. I wanted to make sure that the book wasn't just a group of recipes thrown into a book, to meet a deadline. You know, I think that, that was definitely one of my biggest goals from inception. I wanted to make sure that the book, really spoke to who I was as a person and who I am as a cook, and not just necessarily focus on, oh, just the show and all of that. I really wanted to be a reflection of who I am as a person, which I think is the reason why the people that are going to buy my book, you know, even like me or want have any interest in it, because I always stood by, you know, who I am and where I come from. And I think that that's something beautiful that all of us should be doing. And so I share a lot of stories, a lot of very personal stories about my family, about myself, about my cooking journey, about my cooking memories. And a lot of that really is with the end of having the reader feel as though they need to also think and internalize, like, hey, when was the first time I tasted an avocado? When was, you know, have I ever made a dish that, like, my mom makes the best one, you know, like my mom makes the best chili or whatever, right? Because we always say, like, our mom makes mm-hmm. the best whatever. You know, like I'm sure you, in your
yeah.
case, your family's Italian,
oh, yeah.
so I'm sure you're like, my mom makes the best, you know, red sauce or whatever.
We make homemade sauce every Sunday and meatballs and all that, so.
Yeah. So, you know, what I want people to be able to do is, you know, whenever they're reading through my book and reading some of these head notes, I want them to think, was there ever a time where I nailed my mom's recipe and I felt that way? Like, I felt so proud of myself, you know, because I think that so much of our lives and so much of our relationship with food is because of those memories that we have that are related to love and to the people that we love. And that, you know, that is so much, as cliche as it is, cooking is love, you know? And so for me to be able to share all of that love that I was brought up with and all of that food and, you know, that passion for food, to be able to share that is just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you 100%. I think it's totally like that bond, like food brings people together. Like just, it always does.
Yeah.
So I think that makes your book even more relatable and more enjoyable to have all those stories in and everything. So do you have any other new things you're working on that you can talk about?
Oh my gosh, so many things. Where to begin? I'm going on book tour right now, so that's exciting, right? I'm going to be in Orlando next week, the July 23rd through the 24th. I'm going to be in Chicago
in
at the end of August.
Maybe I'll come see
What's
you.
What's that?
I'm in Tampa.
Yeah,
I'll see if I can come up.
Yeah. I'll be at a conference with the National Council of La Raza, so that'll be really exciting. So, I'll be out there, and then I'm going to come back because I'll be in Fort Lauderdale just before I go on the MasterChef cruise in November. So that's also super exciting because I've never been on a cruise. Have you ever been on a cruise?
I have. I went on one and it was amazing and relaxing and the food was great and it was so much fun. So,
you'll have to email me some tips. This is my first time. And so I'm really excited. Me and my daughter are going. I'm taking my mom with me. And so I think it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, one of my big dreams in life has always been to visit a white sand beach. So to have that opportunity, you know, to go to Turks and Caicos in the Bahamas and Puerto Rico on this MasterChef cruise is I'm not sure that I, like, my feet have quite touched the ground at this point, so.
yeah, cruises
it's quite
are
incredible.
Really fun.
There's so many fun things coming up. I have a lot of book signings coming up, so people can just, you know, stay tuned on my website. I'm going to be launching a new website soon. People don't know about that right now, but I'm working on a really new website. I have a couple of meetings with some investors over the holidays, so I could potentially have a restaurant opening next year. So working on a lot of really exciting stuff.
Well, that's awesome. We cannot wait to see what else you have in store and to hear all the exciting stuff. So thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.